It's good that we can join together. We come to the end of the year, and what's the next year going to hold? We don't really know. But this we do know. Our Lord will be with us, and he will not fail us. After this service, we will be recording the next on-site ministry. Sorry, that's not right, is it?
Online
ministry, thank you. Trust me. yes, so we're going to be doing that afterwards. So if you want to listen to that, you can get into that the same as you can get into the service that's going to begin now. Start with, be still for the presence of the Lord. O Lord, our God, what would we do without you? When we get a bit depressed or feel a bit lonely or feel a bit down, we can always come to you and you will lift us up. We know we have to trust you, but you are the one we can trust. You are our rock. And so right from the beginning of the worship now, we want to praise you. We want you to be glorified in our church and in our lives. You are indeed a wonderful God, and we give you all the praise and glory. Amen. Now we're going to sing the next song, I do not know what lies ahead. We don't. But we do know that we are in the Lord's hands and he will guide us.
I do not know show the way to me. I know who holds the future, and he'll guide me with his hand. With God, things don't just happen. Everything by him is planned. So as I face tomorrow, with his problems large and small, I'll trust the God of miracles, give to him my all. I do not know how
to you, O Lord, with our prayers of intercession. We pray for your world, the world that you created. Lord, we know that you long for there to be peace, unity, and harmony in your world. And we pray for that just now, Lord. We pray for the leaders of all the different nations that comprise of this world. Lord, we ask that you would give to them your guidance and your wisdom. Lord, help them to seek what is right in life. And Lord, we ask for our own leaders in our own country. Lord, we know that now the Brexit has been accepted, and we thank you, Lord, that we can now move on with other things that are important for our politicians to deal with. So give them your wisdom, Lord, and Lord, may we put our trust in them, and may they realize that they have the privilege and the honor of serving us. So Lord, may they not be thinking of their own opinions, but thinking of what is best for the company that we represent. We pray, Lord, for all who keep us safe, for our police force, for our fire service, for our ambulance service, for our nurses and doctors, for all those who work in the national health. And Lord, there are so many people in our country who are working for the good of each other. We thank you for the generosity of volunteers, for the time that they're willing to give up so things might be there for the better. Lord, we pray for our own family and friends. We pray for those who live on their own. Lord, be their companion. We pray for those who've recently lost loved ones. Again, Lord, be with them through this time, we pray. We pray for those who, because of the virus, cannot go to work. We pray, Lord, that you would provide for them. We thank you for the furlough scheme, but Lord, we thank you for much more, because there are many people who are seeking to help those who are without the normal things that they would enjoy. So Lord, be with us all, keep us safe, and Lord, we want a victory over this virus. Lord, we pray that as the vaccines are going forth, that they may indeed reach all people. And Lord, we want to see the end to all this suffering. The devil's been having a lovely time through this, but Lord, we are in your hands, and we know that you will help us to overcome. You are the strong one. You are the wise one. You are the one that has helped people to find this vaccine. You are the one who has given us people who can deal with all our needs, because you are indeed a wonderful God. And Lord, we pray that as we go forward into this next year, there will be victory over the devil, victory over this virus. We pray, Lord, that to help this to happen, people will keep to the restrictions that we've been given. We may not like them, Lord, but it's needed if we're going to clear our country of all the problems that we are having at this time. So, Lord, may we put our confidence first and foremost in you. May we look to you to lead us through these coming days. And may we do all that we can to help ourselves. But above all, Lord, may we know your peace, your healing, and your comfort. These and all our prayers we ask in the wonderful name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now, the song, O Church, Arise and Put Your Armour On, the armour that God has given us.
Sing with me, O Church, Arise.
O Church, arise and put your armour on. Hear the call of Christ our Captain, for now the weak can say that they are strong in the strength that God has given. With shield of faith and belt of truth, we'll stand against the devil's lies, and on him reaching out to those in darkness.
the soul that makes the wounded whole. We will fight with faith and valor when faced with trials on every side. We know the outcome is secure. The prize for life, the prize for which he died, an inheritance of nations. Oh, 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 oh.
Come see the cross where love and mercy meet, as the Son of God is stricken. Then see his foes lie crushed beneath his feet. For the conqueror has risen, and as the storm is rolled away, and Christ emerges from the grave, this victory march continues till the day. Every eye and heart shall see.
Selection of verses from the last chapters of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. The nations will see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure.
Now we come to yet another song, Sing We the King Who Is Coming to Reign. Short series from the prophets, looking at what they say in certain places. We're not going through all of the prophets, and we're not going through all of the chapters. We'd be here forever if we were going to do that. But today we are looking at the last five or six chapters of Isaiah, and the title to the message is The Kingdom and the Glory. Number one, the dawning of a new day. Appropriate at the beginning of a year, you will find these things. Arise and shine. That is God's wake-up call to Jerusalem. And Isaiah is describing the glorious light that will come to Israel when the Messiah comes. It will be for all nations of the world. Secondly, he talks about the beginning of a new life. Every 7 years, the Jews were to observe a sabbatical year. During these special years, when it became the 50th year, they called it the Year of Jubilee. And then all debts were cancelled, all land was returned to its owners, the slaves were freed, and everybody was given a fresh and new beginning. If we have trusted Jesus as our Saviour, we today are living in a sabbatical year of Jubilee. What I mean is that we are free from the bondage of sin, and indeed much more. And then number three, the beginning of a new name. Isaiah says, "See, your Saviour comes." And this, my friends, is a word for all people. And when he comes, he shares new names. Israel becomes a holy people and the redeemed of this land. And today, we become his disciples and his ambassadors. Number four, the announcing of a new victory. When Jesus came to the earth for the first time, it was to inaugurate the acceptable year of the Lord. And when he comes again, it will be at a time we do not expect, and he will come to bring a new victory to his people. Here we see how Isaiah looks up and calls on God to display his power. He will indeed have the victory. Number five, excuse me. Number five, the blessing of a new creation. God announces that his salvation will go to the Gentiles as well. And speaking about this new creation, God leaves the best for the last, when he describes the new heavens and the new earth, something we've yet to experience. And then sixth, the birth of a new nation. The prophet calls for those who believe in God to be sincere. He warns against hypocrisy and empty worship. He calls for obedience and for a heart that delights in God, and for a life that glorifies God. And those things are for us today also. And then finally, God says, "I know their works and their thoughts. I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory." Here is a new nation. It's promised, and indeed it will come. We thank you for this summary from Isaiah, from the last chapters. But there's a lot there that we should be challenged about. When Isaiah criticizes the people, we need to make sure that we don't fall into the same mistake as they did. Let us be obedient. Let us give God our all. Let us be sincere. Amen. Now, the song is "The Kingdom and the," sorry, no. The song is "When the Trumpet of the Lord Shall Sound." That'll be a great day when the trumpet of the Lord is fat sound. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for the peace that you give us. We thank you for all that you are. And now we pray that we might know your blessing, the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. May we know that blessing and our family and friends, both now and forevermore. Amen.